Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri State Fair. You know what happens at the Missouri State Fairgrounds in August, but did you know you can rent for your event year-round? Find out how at mostatefair.com.
I'm Elisa Nelson. At the Missouri Capitol today in Jefferson City, State Health Department Director Dr. Randall Williams promised legislators that his agency is prepared to give COVID-19 vaccinations when given the go-ahead. Williams told the special House panel on disease control and prevention that five hospital sites have been identified for cold storage of the vaccine. Williams spoke with committee chairman Dr. Jonathan Patterson of Lee Summit.
And so we're working with them to see exactly how they would administer to people who were coming in, for instance, from long-term care facilities to receive their vaccination.
So you'll have to bus in people from long-term care facilities to get the vaccine.
They will have to transport them. We will get them there to get it.
Phase one vaccines will go to the most vulnerable, he says, to reduce deaths from COVID-19 within Missouri while reducing healthcare system stress. Missouri schools continue to struggle with having enough teachers available to teach kids in traditional K through 12 classrooms. For years, the state has had a problem with teacher shortages, but COVID-19 has inflamed that predicament. During a State Board of Education meeting today, Assistant Education Commissioner Paul Katnick says in a normal year, schools fill substitute teacher positions about 80% of the time. The fill rates are about 50% or less this school year.
The substitute teacher problem is, you know, it's very real. It was a problem before the pandemic. It's certainly a crisis now.
The Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education has a rapid substitute teacher training program available online. Despite more than 2,700 Missourians enrolling in that program so far, the need for more subs is still there. Ford is adding about 150 new jobs at its plant near Kansas City. The automaker has announced that it is investing about $100 million as part of the company's move to begin building all-electric vehicles. Missouri U.S. Senator Roy Blunt today tweaked his comments about the Trump election in statements to the press versus Sunday, when he said he did not think any vote recount changes were likely to be big enough to make a difference. Here's Blunt at the U.S. Capitol today.
Virtually every predictor of what was going to happen in the elections was wrong. You know, the president wasn't defeated by huge numbers. In fact, he may not have been defeated at all. We gained seats in the House. We are going to hold the majority in the Senate.
In fact, Senate majority has not been decided yet. A pair of January runoffs in Georgia will determine that. This is Missouri Net.